If you want to learn how to take care of bees, the best way to do it is to enroll in a bee school. About half a dozen regional bee clubs around the state run them, and this year they're proving especially popular.
Bee clubs that would normally have 20 students have 40 students. Bee clubs that have had 40 students have 100 students. It's really big right now.
And Wendy Booth should know. She's the New Hampshire director of the Eastern Apicultural Society and visits bee schools around the state trying to inspire new bee enthusiasts. Booth has been at this for a while. She calls her bees her girls, and she has several hives scattered around the state, including one in her bedroom.
So there's a lot of activity right now on the tube, which is kind of fun. The rest of the time in the evening, they're fairly quiet, low-level buzzing, a little bit of communicating.
For her, the gentle hum of the hive is better than a white noise machine at night. She opens it up for me, and we take a look inside.
Here's the queen. She's right there. She's underneath. Flashlight beam. See how she's much larger? So she just looked in. She's laying an egg right now. She's putting her abdomen into the cell. She's lower her abdomen in. She's turning around. She's going to lay an egg in that cell.
Wow.
That's the reaction she hopes will get new beekeepers hooked on the hobby, because they probably won't make a lot of money. Though that doesn't seem to stop the students at a recent bee school class in Merrimack.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to rehearse. Okay? The single most important thing you can do as a beekeeper is to
maintain a healthy hive.
Okay, just the ladies.
John Hamlet is the vice president of the Merrimack Valley Beekeepers Association and the head of its bee school. He works with first-time beekeepers who attend his weekly class for $35. At a local apiary, they can order a 3-pound box of bees with a queen for about $100 and spend a few hundred more on the hive equipment. These days, Hamlet says he sees far fewer commercial beekeepers and far more hobbyists.
And in the hobbyists, there are people who want to raise bees for the environmental impact, not for the product from the hive, the honey or the beeswax.
Some only want the bees to pollinate their gardens or crops, like Tom McCoolis of Merrimack.
I'm primarily interested in the pollination. I have a very intense garden. I have quite a unique selection of plants.
Others plan to dip into the honey for themselves, like Jessica Steele of Amherst.
I just really want to take back what we put in our mouths as far as, like, not worrying about GMOs, not worrying about God only knows what they put in packages, and this is just one little way that we can do that.
Then some, like Casey Luce of Amherst, are thinking even further outside the hive.
My wife has always wanted to do it, and she's read, recently about this issue with bees, not being as prevalent as they used to be and stuff. So the ecological reasons is one of the main reasons why we're doing it.
While the number of beekeepers is increasing, the bees, it seems, are not. They've been hit hard by varroa mites, pesticides, diseases, and the mysterious colony collapse disorder. And experts are turning increasingly to hobbyists to gather data, which is another reason John Hamlet says the more beekeepers, the better.
Because we're going to learn from every one of those beekeepers, and they're going to bring in creative solutions to problems. So, absolutely, the more people who are keeping bees, the better chance we have of finding solutions to the challenges.
But there's a hidden side effect to increasing numbers of startup beekeepers, says Penn State entomologist Marianne Fraser.
Ironically, the people who are, want to save bees, all these new small beekeepers who are thinking they're saving bees are putting so much pressure on the industry to produce, that in fact it's contributing to the demise, if you will, of bees.
Fraser says breeders in the South are shipping more and more inferior queens that, given increased economic demands, may not have been vetted properly before being sold. That, coupled with cyclical health problems, bodes ill for honeybees.
I think bees' immune systems are compromised. They are susceptible to more diseases. And so, in general, I think the honeybee population is unhealthy.
Fraser's solution is to have more local bee breeders, so beekeepers rely less on shipping from a few strained sources. Fraser compares this to the local food movement, which, ironically, has made beekeeping and bee schools so popular in the state.
Right. Have the time between.
What's the lead time on the equipment?
I've got it in stock.
Great.
For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.